Last Saturday, the Green Party held its state committee meeting in Rensselaer. WOOC correspondent Mark Dunley interviewed state party co-chair Peter Laminia and Troy resident Davia Arthur about how the major parties use an election law provision called opportunity to ballot to steal ballot lines from third parties. Davia herself recently was defeated for the Green ballot line for Rensselaer County Legislature in Troy, even though she was the only Green running. Her husband, Wayne Foy, managed to win the nomination for Rensselaer County Executive, defeating a write-in campaign organized by the Democrats.
This is Mark Dunley, and I'm interviewing today Peter Laminia, who is the state co-chair of the Green Party of New York State, and Davia Arthur, who's involved with the Greens in Rensselaer County, city of Troy. Peter, I've heard a lot of complaints from Greens about something called opportunity to ballot. Can you explain to our listeners what that is and why would Greens object to this?
Opportunity to ballot is a procedure in New York State election law. Anyone can carry a petition, and the opportunity to ballot petition allows someone who collects enough signatures from a political party, a particular political party, to force a primary in September whenever there's a primary. And if you get your name written in as a candidate, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, so on and so forth, you can be put on another party's line, even if that other party hasn't endorsed you. So very often with the Green Party, because we don't cross-endorse, we don't give lines out to people who aren't Greens, we'll have Republicans or Democrats who will attempt to what we call steal the line by carrying these petitions to Greens, getting them to sign, never telling them that they're actually signing for this kind of process that would steal the line, and then come September or whenever the primary is, they have people write in their names. And we are finding more and more that they are registering people within the party as plants. Here in Rensselaer County, we found that this was a particularly big problem with the Republican Party trying to steal almost all of our line for the different spots in the November election.
Now, in the recent primary, there were several OTBs in Rensselaer County. Countywide, for County Executive Wayne Foy did manage to keep the green line for the Greens. But it appears that David Arthur, Wayne's wife, who was running for county legislature in the city of Troy, actually was beaten by a combination of Democrat and Republican write-ins. David, how do you feel about this situation?
Well, I don't get to run. I don't get my name on the ballot. I have been a member of the Green Party for, you know, over 10 years, probably 15, maybe probably over 15. I am a strong believer in the platform. Really want to get the word out about the Green Party and bring political change, and I'm not able to do that. I cannot run as a candidate. I have people who have nothing to do with the Green Party who have pushed me out. They sent out mailers with my name blacked out, with their names for telling Greens to write their names in. You know, this is not, to me, not a democratic process. It's legal, but I don't think it's ethical. So that's how I feel about it.
So why would the Greens, say, object to somebody who wants to run on the Green line, if they are a Democrat, if, per se, they, you know, support the Green Party, you know, platform?
We're interested in building the Green Party as a party. We're not interested in building the Republicans, the Democrats, the working families. And the state party has taken a very strong stance against fusion. And we find that, you know, whether, you know, the candidate is good or not as a person, that giving them the line is going to build another organization. So, and it's going to confuse people as well, because, you know, they're going to say, well, why does that person get the green endorsement and why doesn't that person? So at a certain point, we found that fusion always becomes horse trading and compromise, and we have a very strong platform and we run candidates on that platform, not people who agree with little portions of it here and there.
Now, Peter, you mentioned fusion. I just should tell our listeners that fusion is a situation in New York, very unusual, where a candidate is allowed to run on more than one ballot line at a time. In most states, that's not permitted. Now, Dave, you're apparently you're not going to be on the ballot in City of Troy this year. What were some of the issues that you were hoping to raise that probably your opponents will not be doing that?
Well, there are a lot. You know, and some of the other candidates who we actually had Cynthia Doran. She registered Green. She's also being endorsed by the Democrats, and she initially was a conservative. You know, she says she espouses Green Party values, but I don't know if she does or she doesn't. So I plan to bring those. You know, in the county, there's health care, single-payer health care, Medicare for all. Those are issues that I feel are important. There's a lot of, in Rensselaer County, we've had some very serious water contamination issues. Want to keep on that. Housing is a big issue. Troy is doing great, revitalizing, but in the outskirts, like where I live, it's in a bad situation. So childcare, education, there's very little for children after school. So really want to, there's, the parks are shutting down. They closed all the pools in Troy. There's no place for children to go. So those are some of my issues.
Now, the Green Party had their state meeting this weekend over in the city of Rensselaer, and they adopted a number of legislative priorities for the upcoming state legislative session. Next year, of course, 2018, is when the gubernatorial race is up, and the way you create a political party in New York State is to get 50,000 votes or more for your candidate. 3 years ago, 4 years ago, Howie Hawkins did quite well, about 5% of the vote. Peter, what were some of the key issues that the Green Party has identified as a priority for the upcoming year?
We identified four issues that we'd like to focus on. One of them is universal single-payer health care. We're already supporting as a party the New York Health Act, so we're going to work on turning the last few votes in the Senate so that we hopefully have single-payer health care in the near future in New York State. We also want to look at climate change as an issue. I know that there's a bill in the legislature that would adopt the Jacobson Plan so that by 2032 we push for 100% renewable energy in the state. And mass transit. Mass transit's a big issue, especially in New York City, with the subways essentially falling apart through neglect and mismanagement. So we want to focus on that. And across the state as well, there are areas outside of New York that need an expansion of mass transit or a rebuild of mass transit. And finally, I would say the plastic bag ban that New York City attempted to put into place in the spring but was shot down by the governor and the legislature, we'd like to actually see a version of that plastic bag ban be enacted statewide.
Now, David, it appears that even though you were the only real Green running for the county legislature, your name is not going to appear on the ballot this fall for office. Is this the end of your political career?
First of all, that's the unofficial tally. I was told by the Board of Elections that Tuesday they will have the final results. They're still waiting for absentee ballots. So possibly I may still get back on, but probably not. So, no, that is not the end of my political career. I must say I like to help campaigns, but I believe in running for office. So my next move is to try for Lansingburg School District. I'm very active in the schools. I do a lot of volunteering. Both my children went through, I feel it's important. They're good schools, like there's no people of color in teaching positions in the elementary school where my daughter goes. I want to see if we can change that. There's a lot of other things too. There's not enough playtime. So that's where my eyes are set for next.
So Peter, we have less than a minute left. If people want to get enrolled as a Green Party member or find out more about what the Green Party is doing? How best can they do that?
If you want to enroll, you can go to the New York State Board of Elections website, and you can download a form, and you can check green. You can find those forms at libraries, DMVs. If you want to find out more about the Greens, gpny.org, and you can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Green Party of New York.
So this is Mark Dunley. We've been talking to David Arthur and Peter Lavigne of the Green Party about the phenomenon of not off-track betting, but opportunity to ballot in New York state elections.